athletes are always getting in trouble with the law, but only The Ticket makes fun of some of the most dire situations in the world. Like former NBA player Jason Williams. At first, I just thought he was guilty as sin for shooting the limo driver. But after listening to his interview on The Ticket, I'm rethinking this.
I want to thank Fernando for setting this interview up for us this morning. This person agreed only to do a very few number of radio and television interviews. He's trying to clear his name. Joining us now on the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket hotline is former New Jersey Nets star forward Jason Williams, who has been charged with manslaughter in the shooting case, the death of the chauffeur at his party about a week and a half ago. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. I appreciate you giving me the form and letting me on.
Well, we appreciate you giving us the time this morning. We were all shocked to hear the news of this, and all the evidence seems to point toward you having shot the limo driver, but you claim that you're innocent.
Well, I didn't really want to talk about the limo driver case with you guys. I just wanted to reemphasize the fact that I'm a former athlete, a superstar, still involved with the media, so let's forget about the limo business.
Well, I thought that's why you wanted to come on this morning, to clear your name and what apparently was an accidental shooting, right? And by the way, why do you just twirl around guns like that?
Look, this is the story in a nutshell. We had been out drinking, having fun, me and some of my friends, and then we got back, and we get back to my house, my crib, my 84-acre estate.
Mm-hmm.
We go in, and the limo driver, he sits down in the Papasan, starts drinking and talking about how bad his life is, you know, credit cards, porn, and I think he had just seen Freddie got fingered, and he's real low.
Right.
And so he said that he wanted to commit suicide, so it was plain and simple.
Huh.
No question about it. Now, oddly, he wanted me to do it for him.
That's not suicide.
That's a little weird.
That's not suicide.
But I did not do this intentionally.
Hmm. Well, now, you've changed your story a few times. First, you said it was suicide, and then you said, yeah, okay, it was.
Oh, my goodness, there goes my gardener. What a horrible suicide.
Oh,
what a tremendous suicide that just was. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's rather shocking, Jason.
Yeah, shouldn't you render aid, maybe? Or?
No, that's all right. Let's finish the interview.
Okay, well, the question we had is why do you get a loaded gun out at a party where there are kids present and just start twirling it around?
Well, once again, that's misinformation on the media.
Uh-huh.
I was giving my limo driver a tour of my house using my shotgun as a pointer because I couldn't find my laser pen.
Well, that's tremendously dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I guess something must have happened there when he begged me to commit suicide for him on him.
Ooh, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think it can best be explained with it. So long, Mr. Chef. There goes my chef there. I miss your sandwiches, Mr. Chef. Mr. Chef must have been feeling a little blue.
What's going on there?
What are you doing? Put down that loaded gun, for gosh sakes.
A lot of people depressed around here because of the news stories.
Now, are you a little bitter that you're...
By the way, and that limo driver made himself a target of my gun.
How?
Well, with a name like his, I mean, what do you expect? I'm a hunter.
Well, what do you mean? That doesn't make any sense either. You don't hunt humans. What's that?
Was his name Clay Pigeon?
No, it wasn't Clay Pigeon.
I'm terribly sorry then.
But even if it was Clay Pigeon,
you
shouldn't shoot him.
Somebody.
Look, here's my defense. I'm a superstar, famous athlete, so it wasn't intentional.
Well, you have been, are you a little bitter that you're not on NBC right now?
Well, of course I'm bitter about that, because that was once again another accident that got me off of NBC.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I accidentally shot off Marv Albert's toupee when I was twirling my Glock.
You shouldn't have been twirling your Glock.
No, I shouldn't have been. Oh, can you believe it? The guy redoing my media room just got real depressed.
Okay. I think we're hearing actual crimes being committed here.
There's no way that's happening because I'm a superstar former athlete. You have to believe it. Hey, you guys are from Texas, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have Texas connections.
Really?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, my dad was cleaning his gun on the grassy knoll one time.
All right.
Oh,
don't say that he was on the grassy knoll here in Dallas in the Kennedy assassination.
No, this was in El Paso.
Oh, the grassy knoll in El Paso.
I know they had one.
Grassy knoll was everywhere. They have them everywhere.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's true.
Yeah. I guess you got us there.
Well, you sound tremendously fake to me. I don't.
Oh, there goes my valet butler guy. I got to tell him I had a shotgun in that pocket.
Don't tell me. He was depressed.
Oh, he looks a little depressed now.
Okay.
I think you're the fake Jason Williams. I think we've been had.
This is awful.
Is that true?
Well, having said that, I got to go. Charlton Heston's coming over with some depressed illegal aliens, and I got to run to Walmart for some supplies.
It is the fake Jason Williams. We're sorry about that,
We're very
P1s.
Sorry about
We thought
that.
We had the real Jason Williams on the line.
We are very, very sorry about all that.